Lane Abshin. Honourable members, the chairperson of the committee has been booked off, and in terms of the NCOP rules, for the purpose of this meeting, we need a member of the committee or members of the committee to elect one member to act in the absence of the chairperson. Without any waste of time, I have a nomination for the acting chair. Honourable Chetty.
Thank you very much, Secretary. I hereby stand to nominate Honorable Chetty to chair the meeting.
Honourable members, may I have the support for Honourable Mutimunye?
This is a clear indication that ANC members don't take their work seriously. We just wanted to demonstrate that they are not taking their work serious. All of them are not here. If we had to do anything, we could have done it today. But for progress sake, because we are with the department now, I will support the name of George Mutimunye.
Honorable Oliphant?
Sir.
Honourable members, without any waste of time, Honourable Tumio George has been seconded.
Good morning, honourable members. May I specially welcome delegates from provincial legislatures. I'm told they are chairs of portfolio committees on COCTA in various legislatures throughout the country. You are specially welcomed to this select committee of COCTA. I am requested to stand in for Honorable Mohapi, who I'm told is off sick. We may wish him to get well soon. And without any waste of time, I'm only going to allow the Secretary to present apologies that may have been received officially.
Chair, in terms of our record, we received apologies, one from the chairperson, Honorable Mohapi, and Honorable Wana. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair of the Secretary of the Select Committee. Honourable members, may we then proceed with the meeting as planned, and we have the agenda and the packs circulated to all of us. I see my veteran sitting there. Morota Ndamase. Are you good? I'm happy to see you after many years. the chairperson of the commission, I'm told the Public Service Commission, Utatu Sizan, is here also. Welcome, sir. The delegation from the Department of Public Service is the department, or is it the commission? Is the department, ne? Is led by Ms. Renish Naidu, who is the head of legal services. She's going to be doing presentation on behalf of the department. I'm also reliably informed that the minister has tendered an apology because of the fact that it's Wednesday. Normally Wednesdays are cabinet meetings. Therefore, it becomes problematic for all the members of the Is it Tuesday today?
Today is Tuesday.
Wow. Thank you. I am informed the apology is there by the secretary. Secretary, do you want to confirm that?
Yes, Chair. In terms of our official record, an apology has been sent by the department, Chair, to indicate that due to prior engagement, the minister won't be part of this meeting, Chair. However, a senior government officials will be sent here to represent the department, Chair.
Okay, then I'm now going to allow the department. What is it now, Honorable Mokwit?
Thank you, Chair. Chairperson, the allow me to reject the apology of the minister. If the minister is not here, there is the deputy minister, and I'm informed that due to political chaos in the Northwest, the deputy minister had to go and deal with ANC political chaos. Therefore, the ministry has abandoned their executive responsibility. This meeting has been scheduled and prior, and the department has confirmed that they are going to form part of the meeting. So allow me, Chair, to reject the apology.
Honourable members, can I persuade you that we do not engage really on issues that we do not have facts on? I do not have facts on what Honourable Mokwile has raised, and I have no grounds whatsoever to accept what she says. What I'm informed by the Secretary of the Committee is that a written apology has been submitted by the Minister. The only thing I can accept on what you said, Honorable Mukwili, is that the two Deputy Ministers have not apologized. And I agree with you in principle that actually when the Minister is not here, the Deputy must be delegated duly to attend, because it is Cabinet that is accountable, it is Executive that is accountable to Parliament, and not the Vice Versa. And I agree with you that the two deputy ministers have not apologized, and we don't know why they are not here. I think we are in order, Honorable Mukwili. Can we now allow Ms. Ramesh Naidu to start with the presentation? Thank you very much. Over to you, ma'am. Can you also introduce the delegation from the department, please?
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, members of the committee and colleagues around the table. I'm accompanied by the chairperson of the Public Service Commission, who is responsible for the Public Service Commission and this bill that sits before Parliament. It's been introduced by the Minister of Public Service and Administration as well, hence the involvement of the Department of Public Service and Administration. The presentation, I believe that it's not going to be shown electronically, but I am told members have hard copies of the presentation. Briefly, the presentation will deal with some sort of background as to where we've come and what we're doing, where we are. The objects of the bill.
Can you speak close to the mic? You are not very audible.
The objects of the bill, as well as what exactly are the two clauses that are being amended, which is on the renewal of the term of a commissioner, as well as the appointing of a commissioner to act in the absence of a chair and a deputy chair. So just by way of background, the Public Service Commission is a Chapter 10 constitutional body. The Public Service Commission seeks to amend the Public Service Commission Act of 1997, and part of the reasons of this has been to ensure that there is efficiency and certainty regarding the processes that are followed when the President renews the term of the office of the Commissioner, as well as to allow for the designation of a chairperson in the absence of both a chair and a deputy chair. The bill, just the history of the bill, it was introduced in the National Assembly in 2015 and has been amended by the National Assembly. And the bill presented to the NCOP was presented on the 14th of November 2017. The bill, as introduced into the NCOP, seeks to basically amend Section 4 of the primary legislation and to provide for a process of renewal of the term of a commissioner. The second amendment that the bill seeks to achieve is through is in terms of amending Section 5, which provides then for the designation of an acting chairperson for the Public Service Commission in the absence of both a chair and a deputy chair. I'll go through those two amendments in detail in the following slides. But just so that we understand what the rationale was for these amendments is that with the renewal of a contract, it seeks to allow for continuity in terms of experience of commissioners. And in terms of the amendment to Section 5, to allow for the designation of an acting chairperson in the absence of both the chair and the deputy chair, it seeks to allow processes to unfold to assist the administrative gap that's created when a chair is not present. On the amendment to Section 4, which is on your slide 5, the Public Service Act currently allows for a chair to be for the deputy chair to be appointed as the acting chair in the absence of the acting in the absence of the chair, but it doesn't provide for a scenario where there is no chairperson as well as no deputy chair. So what the bill seeks to do is to create I'll deal with Section 5 and then come back to 4. So what Section 5 amendment does is to create a scenario where if the deputy chair and the chairperson are not available for whatever reason or not at work or absent for whatever other reason, whether it's a vacancy or whether it's abroad or travel or whatever reason, the president may designate one commissioner from the remaining commissioners to act as the chairperson. So that's the amendment to Section 5. The amendment to Section 4 is about the renewal of the term of office of a commissioner. If you look at the Constitution, it allows for a renewal of a chairperson's term for a maximum of 5 further years. And the bill in its current, the Act in its current form doesn't provide for a renewal process. So what the Amendment Act does is that it seeks to address that gap and to create a renewal process. And it provides that a commissioner's term may be extended by the president on the recommendation of the National Assembly or the provincial legislature, depending on which commissioner is being appointed or renewed, without following a normal advertisement and all of those processes. So it's a renewal process that's being provided for, but on the recommendation of the relevant legislature. The bill further seeks to allow the National Assembly or the provincial legislature, whichever the case may be, to provide for criteria that must be used in such renewals. So the proposed addition is further necessary to ensure that the same criteria are applicable to all renewals for uniformity. And those are basically the two amendments that this Act seeks to introduce, and that's my presentation, Chair.
Thank you, Ms. Naidoo. Honourable members, I'm going to allow questions now on the presentation of the bill before we go to the matter of the constitutional mandate. Can entertain questions, please.
Thank you.
honourable members?
No, Chair, there's nothing.
Thank you. Honourable members, can we take a 5 minutes break? I need to consult on the issues of the mandate because a lot of permanent delegates are not here. So I've got a predicament on that, I must say. So can we take a 5 minutes break, please? I need to consult. Yeah. When we started the meeting, I invited the Secretary of the Select Committee to present apologies from members of the Select Committee, I mean the permanent delegates. He presented two apologies, and we accepted them with the understanding that other members who did not communicate or apologize would be joining us as we proceed. We are sitting here more than 30 minutes now down the line. The members have not joined us, and we have not received any communication from them. And my predicament, therefore, is that the next item on the agenda, which is item 4, is to consider negotiating mandates from various provinces and provincial legislatures. And the problem is these negotiating mandates cannot be dealt with when the permanent delegates, as mandated or delegated by provincial legislatures, are not here. And therefore, I will then make a ruling from the chair that we do not proceed with that item 4. That's number one. And number two, that the process that shall unfold after this meeting is that the permanent delegates shall be dispersed to various provinces to do briefings to provincial legislatures now that the department has done an official presentation to the select committee. That is on record. And I think that is how this matter will be proceeded with. And I want to believe that it is acceptable to all of you. And again, chairpersons of various portfolio committees from legislators, my profound apology. This is not necessarily how we do things. You would have seen even when we started that even the chair of the cell committee is not here. He's off sick, and that even makes us worse. That is that, honourable members. I'm now going to accept to allow comments if there are comments, but the ruling from the chair is that we adjourn the meeting at this point. Honourable Mkwena.
I'm very much disappointed with the manner in which, especially the Select Committee of COCTA, is performing its responsibilities. Since I've been observing this act since the beginning of this year, there's nothing that has come forth from this committee. I don't know, some of us, we are from organizations where when you are not doing your responsibility as a public rep, there is a punishment for that. I don't know in your organization how you operate. It's business as usual that the public funds can just be misused like this. Managers, officials, chairpersons from various provinces are here to perform their responsibilities. Yet members that are elected or appointed to come and they are not here, and it's business as usual. They are not attending committees. They are not forwarding any apologies. It's just business as usual. I think, Chair, we must come up with something. I don't know if there is a rule in your rule books there where you not punish us for speaking the truth, but also punishing those that are not doing their work. It cannot be correct that the public funds are just like that. I used this hall, it's, this committee room is full of people that are willing to work, but members of parliament are not here. And these people are here to come and account to us as parliament, yet we are not here. What is it that we are out there? Really, there must be some consequences. I don't know. Now, if it was from my organization, I will summon them now and expel all of them now. So I don't know in your political party how you deal with things. Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks, Chair. Chair, if it wasn't so serious, we can laugh at it. I think, you know the saying that the fish rots from the head down. I mean, if you look at our minister and the deputy minister themselves not being present, there's an indication as to why members themselves don't take this thing that serious. It can't be fair, Chairperson, that the chairpersons of the portfolios on COCTA in each of the provinces make themselves available to come all the way to Cape Town, while you've got MPs who are paid to sit here and do this job that I'm not here today. And I think, Chairperson, we must condemn it and we must apologize to the chairpersons of the portfolios that have come all this way, and for us having, and it must be recorded that we wasted the time to come up here, Chair. We wasted the time today.
Thank you, Honourable Members. I allowed you to ventilate. I also equally disappointed as you are. But from where I'm sitting, I have no grounds whatsoever to make a determination as to why these members are not here. And therefore, I cannot make any call. I have outlined the process that will unfold immediately after this meeting, but I'll be briefing as well the chief whip of the institution of this matter. And we shall see what then the presidium of the institution will do with this matter. I think we should close it at that, really. Unfortunately, I'm really not very keen anymore to take any comments. Please, I'm sorry about that.
Mr. Chair, I just want to apologize for being late. I left home at 2 o'clock this morning, and I had a flight error. But I'm here.
Okay.
As all the other members should have been here. So, but my apologies. Thank you.
Your apologies. Honourable members, the meeting stands adjourned. Thank you very much. I'm going to go to the hospital.